we're in the editing stages on ASHRAE, so last night something really hit home, and my goal is to help you with your Psukah de Zimra, okay? We say many of these things every single day. First of all, let's hear the verse in ASHRAE, a very famous one. First we say, Armim kalo haya melech yivarch hashim kalilim ba'ed. I will, in quotes, exalt my God, the King, and I'll bless your name forever. Now, David HaMelech is speaking in the first person, and he says the following, Bechol yom avarchecha, every day I will bless you, v'alala shimcha l'olam ve'ed, and I'll praise you forever. So I'm zeroing in on this. Every day I will bless you. Okay? So first of all, the thing we always have to ask is, here it says, I, David HaMelech, will bless you, Hashem. So please forgive me, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you're not saying, Hashem, you should grow up to be a Talmud Chacham, you should have a lot of kids, you know. Well, what do you mean you're giving Hashem a blessing? You know, you should, Hashem, I really hope everything. So impossible, right? You're also, when you're giving Hashem a blessing, you're also not saying, thank you, Hashem. Well, you could look at it that way, but that's not how the Malbim explains. You're not saying, thank you, Hashem, for X. You're doing the following. When you give him a bracha, this is a famous thing, you're saying he's the source of the blessing you're experiencing. Right? So what it means is you're doing an act of recognition or identification. You're saying, this good thing I'm experiencing, it's you, Hashem. You're identifying, Hashem, you're the source of my heart's beating. Right? That's giving Hashem a blessing. That's blessing Hashem every day. Yes?
Sorry, I was just there. Once you mentioned it, a quick question. Is it okay for parents too, when a kid is young, to say thank you, saying thank you to Hashem, or saying I'm not making a kid.
Right, yeah, I mean, there is an idea of appreciation and there's a fine line, but really, if you want to be precise, that's hodah, okay? And also, it's blessing's different than praise. Praise is something else. You're saying, you're great, Hashem. But this is saying, you're the source of X, okay? So now, David Melch says, I'm going to bless you every single day. Now, the question is this. If we say blessing is saying, Hashem, you're let's use the sun, that's a classic, right? Hashem, you're the source of the sun, right? That's what you mean when you're blessing Hashem. Hashem, I see you as the source of the sun. Now, if I said that yesterday, what am I gaining? David said, I'm going to do it every day. Hashem, you're the source of the sun. Hashem, you're the source of the sun. Wednesday, Hashem, you're the source of the sun. Again and again and again, right? So what is David accomplishing by saying it again? If it's just you're the source of X, what is he adding? What is he doing new, right? So, this is very, very important. There's two things, there's two good reasons why you should bless Hashem every day. Now here, I said I want to try to help you with your Psukah Zimra. In your Psukah Zimra, you're saying these things. Every single day, you're repeating the same thing, right? So let's take, again, I want to focus on the sun, all right? So it says in Tehillim, I think this is Kuf Mem Vav. All right? Let's take a... No, wait one second. Is that the one? No. Kuf Mem Ches. By the way, this one seems to be, if you rank them, you know, Ashrei's number one in the Tehillim in terms of precedence. And then there's the Haluku Kel. But this one, Kuf Mem Ches, is also very hushed because the Gemara mentions it as a key one. So it says this. Again, I'm focused on the sun. Haluhu shemesh v'yareach. Haluhu kol kol kvira. So here we are praising. So we're saying, praising Hashem for the sun and the moon. Okay? You say that every single day. Correct? It also says in the Yehi Kavod before we hit Ashrei, it says, Memizrach shemesh amavo muhulo shem adonoi. From the rising of the sun in the east until it comes down until it sets, it praised is Hashem. Okay? We're mentioning the sun all the time. So, in terms of David HaMelech, let's say he's blessing Hashem for the sun every day, what's the point? In other words, if it just means to recognize you're the source, what are you adding, what are you doing new? So, ready? This is really a mind-blower if you think about it. You know, the first thing is, that sun is not the same sun. Okay? Now, you might think, now it's positioned in a certain place, or it's, you know, we've changed or we've moved about. It's not the same son at all. It's a completely, entirely brand new, never been on earth in the universe before son. Okay? That's what he's saying in this, because it says this. We say this also. It says, B'kol yom v'archaka, the word b'kol is a remez. It could have said kol yom, every day I'll bless you. But b'kol is something that takes place. This is mentioned in the Kriya Shema Brachas. It says, you say this all the time, and it's good to know the pshat. I saw this in the early commentators, too, and the Altar of Sabaka makes a big deal out of this point. In Le'el Baruch, which you say in the middle of the Kriya Shema Brachas, before we say Kriya Shema, you've heard this. It actually says it twice, but let's use this one. Hamachadish betuvo, Hashem renews in His goodness, b'chol yom. Right? There's that same language. B'chol yom avarchecha nashrei. In every day I'll bless you. Right? Here it says, Hashem renews in His goodness in every day, constantly, Ma'asei Breishis, meaning this, okay, this is what this means. This means that the act of Breishis that occurred, the creation of the sun, let's say, way, way back then, every single moment, Hashem is redoing the entire thing. He's recreating everything in the universe, and let's, again, the sun is being recreated every moment. It says constantly, right? So this is, they understand this as the pshat. Now, Michael Bork offered a nice mashal. No surprise, it's a entertainment mashal. He says, when you think about film, I'm not such an expert on this, but when you see film projection, really, when you look at something, it looks like, you know, the person's going like this. That's really, I think they say it's 28 separate movements that are being that are being fragmented or broken, and then when they project the film, you just see this. But it would, when you see this, there is 28 separate acts of the hand moving. Okay, so that's a mushel for the fact. Is it 36? 24. Oh wow, this is machlokas. I heard 36. I heard 28. Now we have 24. Huh? So 24 is there. Okay, good. Yeah. it's a beferish Yosef Anoker. Okay. So now. So we have 20, there's really 24. So the point is this, we don't see the sun as, boom, Hashem just created a second ago, because it's seamless. It worked, Lahavdil works like film projection, okay? So now, when you say, Halu Shemesh Riareach, right, one thing you can do is relate to the fact that the sun just appeared now, Hashem just recreated it, okay? So that's the first thing, when Hashem's, David HaMelech is blessing Hashem every day, because every day, boom, Hashem just created the sun. Okay, so if you look at it that way, and you look at all the things going on, that could excite you a little if you think about it. Okay, now, this is the kashi you might ask. So, it's brand new. Okay, I'll take your word for it. You know, I'll understand that that's what it's saying. But really, if you do think about that, that can affect you. There's a lot of nafkamis, I won't go into them now. But, you'll say this, sure looks the same. And what is the sun doing for me? Okay, let's focus on the fact that it provides warmth, okay? So it looks the same, and it seems to be doing the same thing today as it did yesterday, okay? So why is it that I should today again say, Shem, you're the source of the sun. Whoa, what am I gaining, okay? So again, really I'm saying first point is it's not the same sun. But now I'm saying even though it looks the same and it seems to be doing the same thing, there's still a reason for you to really, really connect to and bless it. Yeah.
My question is, if you're recreating the sun every moment, why is it b'chol yom? Why not b'chol?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the thing is, this is. I think Rav Avigdor would want to say that it's an easier, since the sun sets and it becomes dark and it comes up, it's an easier overall thing for us to grasp. But they understand the pshat is, and particularly by saying constantly. They understand that it really does mean every moment. I hear that. Yeah, they chose that language. That is an issue. Okay, so now, again, so first of all, brand new sun. But what about the fact that it looks the same and feels the same? Okay? So the second thing the Malbim points out is that you're blessing Hashem because He's providing the thing to you constantly. Now, what's the classic thing? When we receive something constantly, it puts us to sleep. We take it for granted, right? But it's really ironic. Here's a way to look at it differently. One way you look at it is, oh, okay, I've seen that before, I've experienced that before, I've gotten that before. But the other way is this. Think about this. Every moment the sun is providing you warmth, that's Hashem. That creates two things. Is it creates in you a sense of security. You know, it's like the sun's there for me all the time. Hashem is providing. It makes you, if you would look at it, the fact that it's happening constantly as an indication of how reliable the giver is, and also how much it could really create great security. The fact of how consistent your heart beats and how consistent you draw in breath in your lungs, this could make you, if you would focus on it this way, is he's doing this for me constantly, right? Instead of being something to take for granted, it could really, you say, wow, what a wonderfully secure existence I have. And here's point number two. One of the things Rosh Shiva spoke a couple Shabbos ago, and he pointed out how, you know, everyone's very, very, everyone. Most people are very concerned with what people think of them. And also they want to look good in front of other people. We have a great, great desire and need to feel affirmed, right? So he's saying that that's based on a very deeply rooted thing, is that we need affirmation that we really exist. We're actually insecure about our existence, and we're seeking affirmation. Right now, the point is this: if you seek it from the approval of other people, if you seek it, it doesn't provide what you're seeking. You won't feel affirmed. It just makes you, as he was saying, it just drives home that you're really in doubt about it. If you're having to go after it, it's slamming a message, and maybe I don't really exist. Right now, he pointed out that if people sincerely give it to you, not you don't seek it, but they give it to you, that affirms you. But the most powerful affirmation of your existence is the fact that Hashem made you and the way Hashem's relating to you. So now, if you think about this, if one will think about the fact that every day Hashem is providing me warmth again and again and again and again, it can be really, Hashem's affirming you, right? Hashem's affirming you in every single moment. So if David HaMelech, by seeing Hashem as the source of that thing constantly, right? Instead of just letting it lull us to sleep, oh, yeah, sun, yeah, that's great. But you could really draw a lot of nourishment inside from it, the fact that Hashem's every single second providing you these things, right? So now, to summarize this point, the question was, what does he gain? If we say giving a blessing, thanking Hashem every day, we understand, but if it's identifying Hashem as the source, why is he doing this all the time? So one reason is that you're not really looking at the same thing. So again, when you read the Psukei Zimra has the same text, but if you realize that all things, by the way, there's several rayas for it. When it says in the morning brachas, it says Roka Aretz Al Mayim. So what tense is that in? Roka Aretz? Present tense. So it's saying Hashem's spreading the waters on the ground. You know, he's spreading out dry land over the waters. That was something he did way back then. If you should have been bothered by that. Here, you know, thank you, Hashem, for, you know, my eyes can see this and that. And then says, Hashem, thank you for that time, the 6 days of creation, when you removed the waters everywhere and put dry land. It's Roka. It's saying he's doing it right this moment. So the first thing is you're seeing something new, so you're identifying, you're blessing something new. Secondly, is the fact that these things provide the same thing, is it can be very reassuring and give you a very deep feeling of security and affirmation. Okay, that's on that. Now, it's interesting. The other thing is this. Why is it a big deal to give Hashem a bracha, meaning to see Hashem as the source? Because see, the next part of the verse, maybe I should just point out the next part of the verse. The next part of the verse says, "B'chol yom avarchecha, every day I'll bless you, meaning I'll see you as the source of that thing. V'alala shimcha l'ilomed, and I'll praise your name forever. So forever doesn't mean into eternity. It means this: since the blessing, since the sun is appearing, A, it's new, B, it's providing me again and again. That when I see it, Hashem is the source of that, I also have an ability to praise Him for that. Hashem, you're great for what you're doing with the sun. You're great for what you're doing. So I have constant ability to praise His name for what He's doing. Now, the thing is this. when if someone were to do something for you, right? For with human beings, right? Like if Daniil hands me his pencil, I see he's the one who gave me the pencil. It's clear I see him as the source. But to bless Hashem, to see Hashem as the source, is a very, very deep act for two reasons. One is this. Do I see Hashem providing the thing? No. First of all, I don't see Hashem, right? So number one is you have to go to the hurdle that you don't see the source, right? You don't see the source directly. Secondly, it looks like there's a different source, right? The real thing is when Daniil hands me the pencil, really, that whole action, as we say, everything's in the hands of Shemayim and Hashem's Kara, it's really Hashem. He's a vehicle of Hashem giving me that thing. So you have two challenges to see Hashem constantly. One is you don't see him, and B is you see something else happening. And that's the root of a Avodah Zarah, is to, you know, misidentify the cause of the thing you're receiving or the source of the thing. So when David HaMelech says, every day I'll bless you, is a big thing. Is every day I'm going to be on guard to see through, if you will, to see through the veil and realize you're the source of it and not the thing in front of me. You know, we're supposed to appreciate the vehicles, but still to see that. Then if you do that, then you're ready to praise him. You're ready to appreciate what he's doing. Say, wow, this is great what you're doing. So, but the step number one to bless Hashem, and again, we're not saying, you know, you should have a lot of nachas from your children, etc. What are you saying? We're saying, wow, Hashem, you're the source of that, right? And wow, you just did it again, brand new for me. And thank you so much. You're really expressing how much you're taking care of me and loving me. Okay.